We often refer to gentle nutrition in the intuitive eating process, which basically means we are taking nutrition into consideration when we're making decisions around food, but it is not the only guiding factor. This is so basic. It's a quick, simple habit for when you're building a meal. You can look at your plate and quickly think, I haven't had a vegetable today. I'm going to add some peppers on top of these nachos, or I'm going to grab a handful of fruit in addition to this cheese stick. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, the podcast where we help you redefine the word fit so you can stop quantifying and start living. I'm your non-diet dietitian, personal trainer, and host, Katie. Join me each week for solo episodes and expert interviews where self-care meets science. Whether you're a group fitness front row diva or just starting out on your wellness journey, whether you choose oat milk or full fat in your latte, all foods, all backgrounds, and all bodies are welcome here as you embark on your non-diet journey. I don't know about you, but I am constantly trying to create systems in my life that help make my life easier. Easier as a business owner, as a full-time working mom, and just a human being like the rest of you. I definitely suffer from decision fatigue, so the less decisions that I have to make in a day about anything, the better. Today, I want to share with you some habits that I have adopted over the years, my clients have adopted over the years, and a few bonus tips on how to actually make these habits stick. I hope that these tips help improve your relationship with food and make your non-diet journey a path with less resistance. And if you're new here, welcome to the Fit Friends Happy Hour podcast. Our mission is to empower women who view fitness and nutrition as a means to improve their appearance, overcome their need to measure their success by the numbers, and start owning their strength and confidence from within. What that means to you is we help women with a history of disordered eating and exercise obsession find fierce food freedom and body confidence. We do this through heart-centered, evidence-based, one-on-one and group nutrition counseling that utilizes the fundamental principles of intuitive eating and mindful movement. We also deliver free educational content via social media, our weekly newsletter, and of course, the Fit Friends Happy Hour podcast, which is also now on YouTube. So if you want weekly non-diet inspiration, recipes, and more, go to katiehake.com/newsletter. We'll put the link in the show notes so you can get that weekly. All right, Fit Fam, get ready to take some notes and let's dive in. My first nutrition habit to adopt in 2024 is have a plan, but be flexible. Now, of course, this is obviously going to look different for everyone, hence the flexible part. But I find that so many people stress about what to eat, or they get to the end of the day and they're just making decisions around food that feel very reactive. It's very chaotic and just feels like there is no thought. Having a plan around food can look so many different ways. It could look like writing out meal ideas for the week or simply planning ahead for the next day, some options for meals, some options for snacks. Meal prep does not have to be so structured and rigid. You could simply cook up a few items so that you have options. In our home, we usually will pick 3 to 4 meals for the week. And let's say we plan to have pesto spaghetti squash, but I realize my squash was rotting, literally rotting when I went to cook it. So it's no big deal. I was able to pivot and keep the same pesto theme by just using regular pasta. And if you struggle with flexible meal planning specifically, definitely check out our free masterclass. We'll link to that in the show notes as well. My second tip for you to adopt this year is to include all food groups daily, but don't live or die by this. We often refer to gentle nutrition in the intuitive eating process, which basically means we are taking nutrition into consideration when we're making decisions around food, but it is not the only guiding factor. This is so basic. It's a quick, simple habit for when you're building a meal. You can look at your plate and quickly think, I haven't had a vegetable today. I'm going to add some peppers on top of these nachos, or I'm going to grab a handful of fruit in addition to this cheese stick. This definitely, I know for me personally, used to come from a dieting mindset. Like, oh my gosh, I have to have a balanced plate in order to be healthy, and it has to, you know, look a certain way. But once you become an intuitive eater, it's coming more from a place of what can I add headspace versus what am I removing? What am I restricting? My third tip for you to adopt this year is to eat what you really want. And if this scares you, subscribe, DM me on Insta, like hang on, because you are in the right place. I want you to start to explore the idea that all foods can fit within a balanced and intuitive eating approach. I can't tell you how much tuning into what you actually want frees up so much brain space. Like when you can be there, when you can, we've all been there. You want a cookie, but you're trying to be good. So you reach for an apple and then you keep thinking about the cookie or the thing that you want. And you may even find yourself in and out of the kitchen. But the more you practice eating what you actually want, the better you get at understanding your own food preferences and what you actually want, because it not only becomes habitual, but it also feels safe and it feels neutral. For example, I went to eat lunch today and I saw we had some leftover salad from the other day. And it was a really nice salad. Like we had pomegranates, pears, apples, goat cheese, nuts. Like it was nice salad, solid salad. And I didn't want to waste it, but like, hello, leftover salad is kind of gross. It's soggy. And so I quickly added, don't judge me here, some crunchy tortilla chips on the side, knowing that like this would even it out for me. Like this isn't satisfying, but these crunchy chips are. It's going to keep me full. And it did keep me full. It kept me focused for a few hours to knock out some work. If I ate the salad and didn't pay attention to what I actually wanted, I guarantee you, I would have been back and forth downstairs into our kitchen at least 2 to 3 more times within that next hour. Like I am biased, but intuitive eaters are more productive because we are working smarter, not harder. Can I get an amen there? The fourth tip, second to last tip I want you to include this year is always include play foods in your shopping cart. Have you ever been midweek just hating yourself because you bought no snacks because it was a Sunday and you were trying to be healthy, right? Access to all foods and eating what you actually want, like during the week, that's going to help you because it's going to be there. You can actually eat what you want because it's in your kitchen, because you weren't trying to be someone who you didn't actually want to be on Sunday when you were grocery shopping. This also means rejecting that idea that you can't be trusted around food. It definitely goes against the cultural norms. We've all heard that diet advice of, well, if you don't buy it, you can't eat it. But I can guarantee you, the more you can have access, the safer it's going to feel. And again, this is a journey. This is a process. Like I said, hang on, you're in the right place. But I want to challenge you this week to include some play foods in your shopping cart and see what happens. My fifth tip and habit I want you to adopt this year is to have backups as you heal your relationship with food. Now, what do I mean by that? One of the very first things that clients do in the Reboot Bootcamp, that's our signature nutrition coaching program that we offer, is they learn to honor their hunger consistently. This may look like keeping snacks in the car console, in their belt bag if they're out running errands or at the office later than planned. This also looks like having the freezer stocked with frozen meals, stir fry, gnocchi, pizza, falafel, or any other pantry staples that allow you to throw together a quick meal if you didn't have time to go to the grocery store or your spaghetti squash was rotten or things just went awry. So how can you take these habits and make them stick? First, I would pick number one, analyze your habits that you already do have and ask yourself, can I anchor this to a current habit? For example, if you always pick up groceries for order, you do click list or something like that, right now, add one of these items to your list or take a moment to brainstorm how you might adopt one of these habits and then pick a few to try. And once you do have a habit that works, reward yourself, celebrate it. This positive reinforcement when it comes to habits makes us more likely to continue with said habit. And that reward yourself can even just be conversation in your head. Remember, food doesn't always have to be a reward. It can be. That's okay. We'll get to that in another episode. But you should celebrate those small wins because the small wins are the big wins. That's it for today's episode. Send me a DM on Instagram. My handle is at KTHAKE, H-A-K-E. What you would add to this list? What are some of the things, some mindsets? Right now, the trend is like ins versus outs. What are the things that are in for you this year? I would love to hear it. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.